More milestones for a new rocket engine, the most innovative design in liquid-fueled engines in more than 30 years. I'm Pete Combs, and this is Aero News. It's Thursday, July 20th, 2006. It's a team effort with a lot of players. The first really new design in rocket motors in more than 30 years. In fact, it's the only multi-stage liquid-fueled rocket motor now being developed in the U.S., the product of research by NASA's Marshall and Stennis Centers, the Air Force Research Lab, Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne, and Aerojet. Stephen Hanna is the team leader on what's being called the IPD, the Integrated Powerhead Demonstrator.
The IPD program was started back in 1994. It's a part of a larger effort of the Integrated High Payoff Rocket Propulsion Technology effort. And our milestones to date is really we've designed, built, and component tested all our hardware. And now we've assembled that hardware into an integrated engine system for ground testing. And we started ground testing in 2005, and we've been continuing through that ground testing and developing this new engine cycle through 2006 here, through the end of the summer. And so one of our objectives is to demonstrate new technologies and the new full-flow stage combustion cycle.
If we could go from the engine just for a moment and talk about envisioned uses here, do we have any? Do we have an application for this engine? Because it sounds pretty powerful.
It's a very powerful engine, that's correct. This program really is a joint collaborative effort, really, between the Air Force Research Labs, NASA Marshall Space Flight Center, and with the testing happening down there at NASA Stennis, and with our industry partners. And we all envision uses for the technologies that are embedded in this demonstrator program.
Could this have a use in the CEV project?
The CEV project specifically... I'm trying to think of the designator where that falls into.
Crew exploration vehicle.
Yeah, the exploration vehicle, and the vehicle itself, its propulsion units have already been designated. Really, our applications would be mostly towards the booster and the second stage technology. So that would be the J2X and the core booster engines.
I see some rather innovative technology, especially when it comes to pre-burning the fuel. What is the concept behind that, Steve?
Yeah, the pre-burners, we have actually two pre-burners on this engine. It's really a dual pre-burner process. So we have one ox-rich pre-burner and a fuel-rich pre-burner. And that's really to, it's our catalyst to help drive our turbines and to give us the higher performance that we're looking for. And that's all part of the stage combustion cycle.
We'll hear more of this interview in just a moment. But first, this AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
How up-to-date is your aircraft engine? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as simple and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. The all-aluminum construction of the V220 and V300T gives these engines the best power-to-weight ratio in their class. Earlier aluminum block engines suffered from excessive wear unless they were protected with heavy steel cylinder liners. In the V220 and V300T, each cylinder bore is surface coated with Nicosil, an electro-deposited nickel coating containing hard silicone carbide particles. The benefits of a better power-to-weight ratio include increased range and higher useful loads, with less of a trade-off between fuel capacity and passenger or cargo carrying capacity. The AES V220 and V300T, as simple as a car's engine, but oh so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 is a four-place airplane with the ability to carry 1,100 pounds and cruise up to 190 knots with a next-generation Avadyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144 or check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com. Welcome back now to our AeroNews special feature. Stephen Hanna at the Air Force Research Lab in California talking about the Integrated Powerhead Demonstrator, a revolutionary new liquid-fueled rocket engine which uses a unique approach to fuel management to get a 100% burn from the engine itself. The effect of a dual pre-burner system is you get a little more bang for the buck.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the major benefits of this dual pre-burner, of the full flow cycle, is we're trading mass flow for a reduced temperature to enable reusable systems and to give margin on design in our turbo machinery. So that's really what you're looking for with this dual pre-burner approach. Also, our pre-burners have a temperature uniformity that's not been seen in pre-burner technology to date. We're very temperature uniform across the injector faces, feeding those turbo machinery, and as a result, that also increases life.
Stephen, there are not a lot of liquid fueled rocket engines in development right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. In the U.S. government, we do not develop many liquid rocket engines a lot. And actually, one of the unique attributes of this engine is, on top of being one of the few engines being in development, it is also one of the, it has the unique benefit of being the first engine to develop a new cycle in over 30 years.
That's remarkable. Is it just that we haven't needed this generation or this type of engine, or is it that the technology we've had has been sufficient up to this point?
I'm not sure if I can comment on that. I believe it's multiple things have contributed to the fact of no new cycle has been developed, but there is definitely a need for new cycles and new work in this area, and it's been ongoing for quite a while.
When you test this this engine, I look at the stats that I have before me, and it says that you have more than 300 seconds of actual burn on this engine. To the uninitiated, 300 seconds would be 5 minutes and some change. And that, when you talk about guys who know about airplanes, they think, okay, well, we're building time in terms of hours. But you learn a lot in just a couple of seconds of firing an engine.
Yeah, I mean, to give you an example, within half a second, you can actually melt down an engine and a full test stand. So just 40 milliseconds on an engine is dramatic, especially with the power densities we see in rocket engines. So a full second, you can be up to steady state within six, and you can actually have clear understanding about stability and turbo machinery performance and everything else in under 20 seconds. It's an amazing thing with the power densities that we have in liquid rocket engines.
We'll hear the rest of this special feature in just a moment. You're listening to AeroNews.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Okay, you got the license and now you're renting or even own a plane. Now what? Hi, I'm Tom Gresham, host of Wings to Adventure Television, and every week on the Outdoor Channel, we show you incredible places you can visit in your plane. Shot in spectacular high definition, Wings to Adventure captures cool planes, interesting people, and fly-in getaways you haven't heard of. Plus, we always have fun. There's more info at wingstoadventure.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Combs, and we're fast approaching the most exciting week in general aviation. Thousands of planes and thousands of pilots are making ready for AirVenture 2006, and we are too. Stay with AeroNews for the latest on aviation and aerospace. Join us every day this week for our special Oshcasts, features about aviation designed to get you in the spirit of the world's greatest air show. And the week of the big event, be sure to follow our special coverage of Oshkosh. In addition to our regular news coverage, we'll bring you a special Oshkosh briefing, a touch and go from Whitman Field, and every night's presentation from the Theater in the Woods. We're all over Oshkosh, and with ANN special coverage, you will be too. Listen in on your favorite podcasting directory and on our webpage, aero-news.net. We're back now to wrap up today's ANN special feature. Stephen Hanna from the Air Force Research Lab at Edwards Air Force Base in California talking about the first new liquid-fueled multi-stage rocket motor in more than 30 years. It's called the Integrated Powerhead Demonstrator. Now, I noticed that this is slugged a reusable rocket engine, so this is not a throwaway.
Right now, the technologies that are embedded in this engine are in this prototype ground test engine is really regarding reusable applications, but it does have applications to expendable systems. If you use it for an expendable system, you would get actually higher reliability. But our goal for this program really has been the 100 mission life.
When you look at the applications for this, do you envision that this is a revolution in terms of rocket power? Are you willing to take that kind of that big leap of verbiage?
As the project manager of this effort, I would love to say that this is a revolutionary engine. The full flow cycle is an amazing cycle, and I think here at AFRL we're very proud of this cycle and the attributes this cycle has, and the performance and the ability of the cycle to grow with us as we go forward in new rocket engine development.
So you're burning cooler. Are you providing more thrust per unit of fuel?
Yeah, we're utilizing all the flow rate of fuel as compared to a typical stage combustion engine. And when I say typical, that would be considered the space shuttle's main engines. Our temperatures are lower than theirs, but you know, for a pound of fuel, we get more performance. Full performance.
Right. What sort of fuel are you using? Anything out of the ordinary?
No, this is a LOX hydrogen engine right now.
All right, so it's a simple fuel, if I read that correctly.
I'm not sure if I'd say simple, but I would say it is currently in use in our stockpile.
I got you. So we're familiar with it.
Yeah, we are familiar. I mean, the space shuttle main engine uses LOX hydrogen also.
Well, the last thing I'd like to talk about is just the sort of revolutionary concept of reaching 100% power level or 100% efficiency with the fuel. We've touched on that just very briefly, but that... Let me ask you this. When you look at a shuttle engine or you look at another type of engine, let's say used in a heavy lift vehicle, do you look at 100% or you look at something obviously quite less?
Well, actually, main stage performance is usually how we operate our engines in mission profiles. So, and actually, I would like to correct you. It's not really 100% efficiency. It's more of 100% power level based off of the balancing of this engine.
Okay, when you say power level, you mean you're reaching 100% of the engine's potential?
Yeah, it's potential. Of course, you can always run engines at higher potentials, and as a result, that always debits life and other attributes of the engine.
This is your baby. You're the project leader. How do you envision this being used? If this were Steve Hanna's world, how would you envision this?
I guess I wouldn't say it's only my baby. I would say we have a dedicated team that's been working on this effort, and it's a lot of people's children, and a lot of people have been working on this effort from day one when it started. But I see that the technologies embedded in IPD are going to be on engines to come for the future. Any new system we develop in the Air Force and within the government and with also NASA and also within the contractors fleet here in the Americas, I believe are going to use the technologies embedded in it.
So we could see this going to the moon, Mars, or beyond.
Yeah, this, here at AFRL, we provide the technologies for the future.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the airport.